part of what chefs in America are trying to do is they are a different generation because they're educated. They really do care about the food supplies, what people eat. They do more research in terms of the history of the foods and what we eat and why we eat it. What I'm trying to do is also lend with Red Sage, obviously, which is sort of an upscale American restaurant, to the Coyotes, the Coyote Cafe we have at Santa Fe, New Mexico, Las Vegas, and Texas. We're trying to promote an awareness of a food of another culture and to try to grow, in some ways, a respect for that culture. If someone comes to my restaurant and they say that was like an incredible sauce, and they say, well, it's from Oaxaca, and they say, well, they've never had anything like that in Oaxaca. I says, well, you just didn't go to the right place. But maybe that person walks away thinking differently about not me, but about a Mexican culture and about the complexity and the roots of that culture, and that that culture has something for us to offer, and that is our neighbor, and that Mexican culture is then Mexicans, it's Mexican language, it's Spanish, and that food itself can be a social bridge. We have too much in American society today of non-shared systems or non-shared cultures. We're growing into these little segments of, we're becoming multi-ethnic and multi-racial, but we're not mixing at all. And it's much more dangerous, as much as it's more acceptable to be multi-ethnic and multi-racial, but as a society, it weakens the inter-perceptual networks that create a society as a whole. And I'm more worried as an anthropologist about this sort of underlying fabric that's not cross-woven. It's kind of like in a great weaving, you need those strong wefts to weave across. If you don't have those wefts, which is the binding, things that unifies all the colors and all the designs, then the weaving falls apart. And this underlying kind of weft is what we're not growing up with in anymore. I think that's when I grew up, things were in some ways more segregated, but in some ways more open, in a funny different way. I mean, I grew up working as a child, for instance, on lobster boats and tennis courts and doing paper routes and ice cream and still going to prep schools. But it was a funny kind of life of going back and forth, and with first generations of people who had come from Poland and whose fathers drove mail trucks and who worked at bakeries from Italy, and my girlfriend was like Japanese. They'd been born in the camps. I underwent a whole experience of different people in America. I didn't just grow up with one person who was a lawyer, whose father was a lawyer, whose father was a lawyer. We came from the same school. So at least in my generation, we still experienced a larger network of why people came here and what they were experiencing. And I don't know if that's happening. And also the chefs today, I don't think are working as much. They don't have as many taste memories, they don't travel as much, and they're not exposed to as much. I don't think somebody growing up in Silver Spring, Maryland, although there is a fair amount of ethnic food out there, but I don't think they're really going to experience in the same way that going to someone's house, as I did from India, from Africa, you know, from Russia, and going to those homes, and really Italy, Poland. I mean, I grew up with a whole, their parents and their cultures were still there. It wasn't like going to the restaurant and just eating something that was different. You know, let's go out and eat Tex-Mex tonight. Let's go out and eat Italian for tonight. It's almost the way that it's almost become exploitive in a kind of entertaining way without really taking in the whole culture and the whole people.